going away anytime soon. Regardless of the size, the iPhone 13 mini is stellar in itself. Some have even referred to it as the most powerful small phone ever. That's quite a big claim to slap on a phone, but maybe you'll see why later on. While Apple has saved a few of the standout features for the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, the iPhone 13 mini receives a slew of welcome improvements. Some of these are a brighter display, a faster A15 Bionic processor, and fascinating new camera features like cinematic mode for video. Price. iPhone 13. The iPhone 13 starts at $799 for 128GB of storage, which is up from the iPhone 12's shabby 64GB, and shoots up to $899 for the 256GB variant and $1,099 for the 512GB. These prices are slightly different in the United Kingdom, with the entry-level model going for €779, the 256GB model costing €879, and the 512GB model costing €1,079. iPhone 13 mini. The 128GB model costs $699. The 256GB costs $799, and the 512GB model costs $999. I'm sure you'll notice that Apple doubled the base storage while maintaining the same price as last year's phones. Given all of the power that this small bad boy is packing, the iPhone 13 mini for $699 is an excellent value. With the current disparities in the prices of the previous models, Apple has gone to great lengths to ensure that its users don't have to invest a lot before climbing that upgrade ladder. Chapter 3. iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini specs. Perhaps we should begin with what I describe as the most conspicuous feature of the phone. Well, if you guessed colors, then you're right. And if you're a fan of colors, then get ready to be wowed. Both the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini come in a range of 5 beautiful colors, which are red, starlight, midnight, blue, and a soft pink color that can appear white in some lighting. I guess the reason for these colors was to make something for everyone in a way. This means that if you want something bold, radiant, and daring, then the red color is perfect. Starlight is bright, while the midnight color offers a dark tone, and the blue and pink colors are shiny and lively. Size and weight. The iPhone 13 weighs 6.14 ounces, which is equivalent to 174 grams. It has a height of 5.78 inches, 146.7 millimeters, and a depth of 0.30 inches, 7.65 millimeters, a width of 2.82 inches, 71.5 millimeters. This smartphone comes with a solid ceramic shield that is tougher than any smartphone glass out there. The iPhone 13 mini weighs 4.97 ounces, which is equivalent to 149 grams. It has a height of 5.18 inches, 131.5 millimeters, a depth of 0.30 inches, 7.65 millimeters, and a width of 2.53 inches, 64.2 millimeters. This pocket-sized smartphone also comes with a ceramic shield on the front, a glass back, and a sleek aluminum design. Battery and power. The iPhone 13 comes with a physically larger battery, which kind of accounts for the weight and thickness as it is slightly heavier, although Apple has made it a tradition to never really reveal the actual battery capacity of its devices, I can tell you for a fact that the battery life is considerably better. During the unveiling event, Apple mentioned that the iPhone 13 would have 2.5 more hours of use. In contrast, the iPhone 13 mini will have an extra 1.5 hours of screen-on time, and though a lot of persons weren't sure how that was going to translate in its actual use, the battery life actually got better. You could get a 5-hour screen time without issue, and even as much as 6 hours at times before the battery dies. The charging time didn't receive any major changes as it goes 20 watts over Lightning and 15 watts over MagSpace. With the iPhone 13, users could get up to 19 hours of video playback, 15 hours of streamed video playback, and even up to a whopping 75 hours of audio playback. The iPhone 13 mini, on the other hand, offers quite decent numbers. It offers a video playback time of up to 17 hours, a streamed video playback time of up to 13 hours, and an audio playback of nearly 55 hours. Both models have an inbuilt rechargeable lithium-ion battery, QI wireless charging up to 7.5W13, and a MagSafe wireless charging up to 15W13. You could also use the USB charging feature by plugging it into a computer or power adapter. We haven't seen a lot of Apple devices with anything close to a fast charging feature. These two devices, however, come with that feature. Hence, you could use the fast